Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. This is a special episode for me to release on Thanksgiving Day. When you start graduate school at UT, you have the option to work with a career coach, someone to guide you along the way. And I met Rod right away in the Sykes building going back to 2013. And we are still friendly, still in regular contact. So, Rod, thank you for joining That Entrepreneur Show.
Oh, very happy to do that. I've loved the relationship that we've had over the last 10 years. Obviously, we met at University of Tampa. Now I'm affiliated with Florida Gulf Coast University down in Fort Myers. But we've stayed connected, and you have inspired me with all of the energy and vision that you've had over the years.
Oh, I appreciate the thoughtful words, and all of that is helped by great advice from great leaders like Rod, who also serves on my advisory board here in Tampa. But I do want to thank everyone once again for stopping by That Entrepreneur Show on a holiday. Enjoy the day to relax, reset, spend time with your loved ones. And if you're me, there'll be a little football involved. Sometimes we get the Jets on Thanksgiving, not always. But for today, we're bringing on an all-star entrepreneur. We're going to start out by getting where we can contact him, where we can find him online before we get going, and then we'll dive into Rod's story a bit. Rod, where can we find you online?
I'm on LinkedIn, obviously, but the best way to get a hold of me is to email me, which is email is Rod, R-O-D, last name Buchen, B-U-C-H-E-N, the number 48 at gmail.com. And I look forward to responding to people that have some issues as they're thinking and performance partner, which is what I've been doing for you for the last 10 years.
Yes. And Rod is at the top of his field. Be sure to check him out online and say hello. He will be a great resource to you in your growth. I could speak from personal experience, but Rod, I'd love to go back in time a little bit. When you first started your practice, walk us through that process, the transition from what you were doing previously, and then how you got started.
Well, I spent 20 years in corporate America in senior leadership positions, and then decided to go out on my own. And as you'd expect for anybody that's transitioning from one role to another, I made some mistakes. And as a result of that, I think I've become more effective in helping entrepreneurs and corporate executives become better leaders. And one of the things that I think was important is to really talk about what it is you'd like to accomplish. And if I could tell a story that makes me feel grateful. I was working with an entrepreneur, a leader, who I said, if you and I work together, what would you like to accomplish? What would make our time together valuable? And something that you could be grateful for, since we're talking about Thanksgiving. And he said, well, I want to go from being a good leader, a good owner of an organization, to a great leader and build a great organization. And I said, that's wonderful. I'd be happy to help you do that. Tell me what you're doing today that makes you feel that you're a good leader and that your company is a good company. And then tell me what you'd like to see differently down the road, what your desired future would be, and what you as the leader would do differently, and what the company would look like differently, and why you would think it would be a great company versus a good one. And he goes, oh, okay. It took him 6 weeks and six drafts to come up with a clear definition of where he was today and where he would like to be in the, down the road. And he realized that although his thoughts were very clear to him, his ability to communicate that and to inspire others was very fuzzy. So we worked together to try to clarify the message. And one of the things that any entrepreneur needs or any leader needs is to provide clear direction and motivation for whoever's helping them achieve their goals so that they can buy in and understand why it's important and how to go about accomplishing it.
Thank you for sharing that. And everyone out there, finding clarity, it's easier said than done. But through working with great leaders like Rod, getting your message in the right order, something now that my business is finally seeing after a lot of trial and error in the business. As those of you listening on who follow my story, I was into school speaking very heavily for a while and relentless in my networking, trying to get these deals done. But when there's no money in the budgets, the best negotiations won't even matter too much because you can't get through. Now pivoting into the coaching. Rod, who is your ideal client right now? Who do you look forward to serving best?
Clearly somebody that's got a vision of what they'd like to accomplish. Somebody that is willing to try new things, is open to suggestions, and is one that realizes that as smart as they are or as visionary as they are, they may not be able to do it all themselves. So they have to build a team and align that team so that there's a common goal. One way to think about that is to see your role as similar to a captain on a ship. And you've got a clear audience with the sailors on the ship, but it's up to the captain to point the direction. And even when the destination is unclear, they can describe the lighthouse and really make sure that the ship gets into port safely. And everybody feels good about that, working for that captain or that entrepreneur.
I love that. Rod, I'm going to ask you for a tip here for our audience. If someone is in the situation we're describing, where they're having trouble seeing that lighthouse, what is the very first thing that someone should need to do to get put on the right track?
I would think to step back and ask themselves, why would somebody want to do business with me? What would they see that I can deliver in my offering, my service, my product that differentiates me from the competition? And if I can answer that question in very clearly, then that says, okay, this is why I'm here. This is what we're trying to accomplish. And this is how we're going to go about doing it. But until they get a clear understanding of why somebody that would want to hire them or buy their product or buy their service would do that over the competition, if you can't explain that clearly to the people that work for you or the people that could potentially buy from you, then I think you're going to be spinning your wheels.
And I certainly can agree with that. At one point in my career, that ambition got the best of me, where I found myself doing just that, where I was just trying to make ends meet for too many ways because I couldn't close these school deals. I didn't pivot quick enough, but then through great advice from you, great advice from other mentors, slowly navigating this raft again in entrepreneurship. This has been a great preview episode. And for everyone out there, this is part one of this great Rod Buchan series, this special mentor bonus series with me. Rod, why don't you tell everybody what we're diving into the next time we talk?
Well, you sent me an article that captured the best thinking of 25 entrepreneurial millionaires. And what I'd like to do is sort of delve into those so that they aren't just concepts, but they're approaches that any entrepreneur could take and apply it in their business. So it's one thing to be able to say, I want to be an effective communicator. Well, the question is, what does effective communication entail? How do I make that work for me? And so that's what the audience can look forward to, looking at some of the specifics that other very successful entrepreneurs have discovered and are willing to share. And then what makes me an effective coach, I think, is to say, okay, that's a great idea. How do I apply that? How do I make that work for me? Yep. And how do I develop some new habits that would lead my organization forward and make me more successful?
I'm certainly excited to dive into this with you, especially because I've known you so long. It's just going to be great to dig inside your brain, see the way you think so clearly, and point out some great things, resonate with these top performers as well. And everyone out there, we're going to get you to be one of these top performers as you pay attention closely to the next few shows. We'll be splitting that up amongst a few because I'm excited to get Rod back here as quickly as possible. Rod, one more time, where can we find you online to say hello, inquire about your services, book a call?
You can look me up on LinkedIn, or you can reach out to me via my email address, which is Rod, R-O-D, last name Buchen, B-U-C-H-E-N, the number 48 at gmail.com. And please take time to be grateful today and be thankful for all the benefits in your life. And yes, there may be some struggles going on, but if you stay positive, great things are about to happen.
I love how you're ending the show. Thank you, everyone. Be sure to get in touch with Rod. And the show is at The Entrepreneur Show. I am at Vincent A. Lancey on all social media. Be sure to head to YouTube, Vincent A. Lancey, to get some video preview of this great episode. Wishing everyone a happy Thanksgiving, and we will see you next time here on That Entrepreneur Show. Rod, thank you so much for stopping by on Thanksgiving Day.
You're very welcome. Thank you, Vincent.